The Red Eye Radio Podcast is a service of Freightliner and Detroit.
Now, it's Red Eye Radio, with talk about everything from politics to social issues and news of the day. Whether you're up late or just starting your day, welcome to the show. For Gary McNamara and Eric Harley, Chris Kroc, from the Pilot Flying J Studios, this is Red Eye Radio.
Across America, it's Red Eye Radio. I'm Chris Kroc, in for Gary McNamara and Eric Harley. It is a privilege and an honor. Love these guys. And have listened so many times to them. So we have a decision to make about how we want to look at what the president did with the Mueller report. And all these Democrats are going nuts now, calling for some of them impeachment or leaving it on the table. And, you know, some are calling for blood. The first thing I want to do before we get into all the latest on this stuff, actually, the first thing I really want to do is wish you a happy Easter. Of course, we are officially, we've crossed the Easter threshold, haven't we? Have we not?
Not on the West Coast.
Good! On the West Coast. Let's face it, most of our heathens are. Oh! Am I allowed to say that? Am I in trouble now? Have I crossed the Rubicon 30 seconds into the program? I need Eric and Gary to get some sleep. Forgive me, guys. And by the way, if you just hear me go bye-bye and they yank me, you understand. So before we get into all the latest, because there's a bunch where they're calling for, on the Mueller report, they're calling for impeachment, and of course we know they're looking at hearings for sure. I want you to think about the president. I want you to think, because there's kind of two ways of looking at how he handled this. There's one way, you know you're innocent, you know that you didn't do anything wrong, you know you didn't collude with Russia, you know you didn't commit treason. And so you can fight back, or you can trust the very people who set you up and lied. Wouldn't that be grand to trust the very, wouldn't that, oh my gosh, let's see, the FBI and folks at the top of the FBI put this thing in there, put the fake report in there from the dossier. And set you up and set up intel. They're all coming after you. Now you got this investigation starting. What do? I'm going to sit back and I'm going to trust them. Trust the people that set you up. Trust the people that lied. So he fought back. Trump fought back. And he should have fought back. And by the way, this whole thing about, they're talking about a miniseries? They're talking about a miniseries. Am I allowed to be this loud? Over the years of doing the program, I've had a lot of good program directors tell me, dude, you're too loud. So I step back. But, so forgive me. You better not be falling asleep. I'll come through that radio or that Alexa speaker, whatever it is. But they're saying they're going to do a miniseries. That's one of the things coming out over the Easter weekend, is they're going to do a miniseries, and the miniseries, it will reenact the Mueller report. Or as Bernie would say, it will reenact the Mueller report, Bernie. So they're saying they might do a miniseries on this. I mean, look, they're going to have the part. They're going to start out. You know, the tease is going to be, I'm effed. Where he says, I'm effed. I'm sure my colleagues here at Red Eye Radio are very grateful that I didn't actually drop the actual F-bomb. Well, you know what? He said, I'm effed. No one survives this. No president can survive this. I'm effed. And you know what? He did. He did survive it. I'm not here to adulate the president. I'm not here to worship the guy on Easter. But I am here to tell you that he did survive it. And what do you do if you're a Democrat at this point? Do you go after this guy and try to nail? Or do you finally just move on? You look at the top three, four things that Americans have on their minds right now, and they, boys, the Mueller report is not in there. As one of the articles in the Wall Street Journal said today, it says, you know, how many people are sitting down at their kitchen table reading through the Mueller report? Honey, can you get me the almond milk?
Not now, honey. I'm reading the Mueller report. I'm on page 35E.
You know, when I bragged, you know, it was 300 to 400 pages without the pictures. Wow. But, you know, what? The thing they're going to tease when they do the whole miniseries, I tell you right now, they're going to have like a second or two.
I'm beeped!
Right? The I'm effed line. Don't miss it. The Mueller report. Reenacted. Live. You know? That is a natural reaction. To say I'm effed is a natural reaction. I would prefer the profanity to be removed, but that is a natural reaction. And no president has ever survived it except for him. And now they're trying to nail it. And, you know, what would you do if you're a Democrat? What would you tell the Democrats to do? I would tell them to just flip and move the heck on and pound with the issues that you can win on. But what's good is that these people are blinded. You understand me? They are blinded. They're blinded. And I have described over and over again that they're like biblical fools falling over themselves in their foolishness trying to take this guy down. And they will not win with that. And they become so stupid. And I say biblical fools because a lot of these fools in the Bible you see over the years, they don't realize how stupid they were, they are, until they get their you-know-whats handed to them, and they go, oh, when it's too late. That's who these folks are, because they're so venomous, so hatred, so negative, so nasty. So the next decision is what to do, and now we've got a lot of them saying, well, we need to have hearings. Of course, have hearings, so we can go over the salacious details. It's in a report. Look at this. I'm shaking right. On page 35, you said you were effed. On page 244, you said... I feel like I'm doing a reenacting a Dickens play here. You said... You know, and he told some of the guys... You know, the attorney, do this, you know, stop this, have them stop doing this, etc., right? You know, stuff that could be construed as illegal or obstruction. They're trying to talk about obstruction. Mm-hmm. You know what he did? We elected a businessman, and we did elect him. Russia Stalin, he worked with Russia and Stalin. You keep saying that, we'll put you in the flipping loony barn. Go ahead, bye. We elected a businessman, and that businessman did what a businessman does. And he's like, what the heck can I do to stop this crap? Because my presidency will be ruined. I'm effed, which is a normal thing to say. So what he did was he looked at any way as he went along and did anything to stop this because it was wrong. These flipping people sucked up the first 2 years of this guy's administration to make him impotent, to stop him. And look, I got to step back for the microphone, too loud. Look at how much he's accomplished with one and a half hands tied behind his back. And his feet binded like a, whatever that was, geisha or whatever they do. I don't know, people. Look at that. Look what he's done. Look what he's done. And you know what? Yes. Yes. When he said in a tweet, this is BS, he said the full word, that was bad. That was dumb. That was stupid. That's his Achilles heel. That's who he is. Bill Clinton couldn't keep it in his pants. Oh, I know the president's got the same problem. But not the same way. Ain't going to happen with this president the way it happened with Bill. You have a guy who is a businessman who did whatever he could to stop it because he didn't want to be defeated, to be destroyed, and to have the presidency wasted. And you know what? He's done a dang good job for the first 2 years. And I'm not a sycophant, and I'll be the first person to call him out. I'll tell you that. And but these Democrats now coming out, we're going to be playing some audio, pieces of audio from over the weekend of them saying, we need to have the report, we need to bring them in, we need to have the testimony, have them in Congress. You guys are pulling out a show to because you know what they're doing? They're like a nut job who takes, you know, the report and is standing up there and they're, look at this! Ah! They're pointing at the, you know, at the pages. Look at this! Did you see what he did? Yeah, we know. What the heck are you going to do for me? You see, if you look at the top three things, I'm not mentioning the flippin' Mueller report. Do you see that on there? I'm not reading the Mueller report at my kitchen table. You know, they're saying that it's like a best-selling book. They print out a book for them. I don't know who's reading it. Do you guys actually think that, like, the mainstream people are actually reading it? I'm talking the average guy. All right, it's time I give out the phone number, right? 866-90-RED-EYE. That's 866-907-3339. 866-90-RED-EYE. 866-907-3339. You may never hear me say it that slowly again throughout the entire program tonight. It's Chris Kroc, of course, and I'm filling in for Gary McNamara and Eric Harley. I'm not allowed to say it in that order. I got to say Eric Harley and Gary McNamara. When we come back, though, we got a whole bunch. I mean, you got several hours of the program. Right? So I have so much stuff I can't. If I took a picture, you'd say, whoa, dude, you're swimming in paper. You're like a homeless guy. Well, you're building a bed, a nest. But we got a whole bunch of stuff, and we're going to have fun. And I do enjoy the interaction, so feel free. 866-907-3339, 866-90-RED-EYE. And across America, it's Red Eye Radio. And for Eric Harley and Gary McNamara, I'm Chris Kroc filling in. And they'll be back Monday night, Tuesday morning.
Lines open for your calls. 866-90-RED-EYE on Red Eye Radio.
Across America, it's Red Eye Radio. I'm Chris Kroc in for Gary McNamara and Eric Harley. A vacation day, of course, for Easter. You got to love that in radio. It's like, is he fired? No. I'm a human being. I need a day off too, right? So here I come to the rescue. Okay, so we're talking about Trump, of course. We're talking about the fallout with the Mueller report calling for impeachment. Did you know that Elizabeth Warren, she's a nasty woman, and she's a Native American, and she's calling for impeachment? She's bold, and she's a nasty woman. Oh, yes. Yeah, Elizabeth Warren, the fake Native American, the She and Beto Hussein O'Rourke are both cultural appropriators. They could culturally appropriate. You know, I have, as a Polish American, born in Chicago, where one of our great stations, WLS, is broadcasting. I mean, if they haven't yanked me off yet, you know, hit that. European Americans, I have 6 times more Native American in me as a European American than Elizabeth Warren did. You know that? So the night she came out, I said, well, you know, or the DNA test came out, I came out and I said, you know, I started playing Native American flute music and saying I'm getting in touch with my Native American side. Mine too. My peoples. Anyway, she says impeach him now. Steve, in the great state of North Carolina, you're live on WBAP. Hi, Steve. Whoops, hold on, Steve.
Hey.
There you go, I apologize.
That's fine. I hope you know your Twilight Zones. Do you know your Twilight Zones?
What do you mean by Twilight? You mean time zones?
The old show, The Twilight Zone.
Oh, I do, of course, yes.
Okay, most people, they're a pretty classic show, right? So here's my analogy of the Mueller report, and I hope it's amusing to you. The Twilight Zone episode is the little boy that could wish people into the cornfield because he just did not like them. Do you remember that one?
I remember the show. I don't remember that one, but I understand the concept of where you're going. Yes, now. Okay, so he wishes him into the cornfield, okay?
Okay. You called, some of you listeners will understand this. The Mueller report says there's absolutely no collusion whatsoever with Trump or anybody in his organization or campaign. Clear.
But now we can get him with obstruction. Now we can get him with obstruction.
There's no obstruction that would hope that I could ever take to a court of law that would not be thrown out because I have
you
not
can't
enough
obstruct,
evidence.
You, well, no, it's not that there's not enough evidence, Steve. It's that you cannot obstruct when there's no crime. You cannot obstruct when there's no crime. Okay, here. You obstructed. Really, I did? Yeah, you did. You obstructed. Okay. What did I obstruct from? No, you obstructed! I can hear Barney! You obstructed! From what? You obstructed! You're like, what? I want you to call in 866-90-RED-EYE, 866-90-7-33. Stop. 866-907-3339, I should say. So, I want to, coming up next, we'll take some more of your calls, of course. Chris Kroc in for Gary McNamara and Eric Harley. But I want to talk a little bit more about what people are talking about their tables. I want to talk more about the people that are with Congress and what they're saying in the news. We'll be playing those coming next for you on the Chris Kroc. Not on the Chris Kroc show on WBAP. Okay, right now, your national forecast for Travel Centers of America.
As we start the work week, this may have been a better forecast for Easter Sunday for the East Coast because today we'll see plenty of sunshine up and down the I-95 corridor from Florida all the way into Maine. It's sunny on the eastern seaboard. Into the south, we'll see plenty of sunshine. The southern plains over to Southern California along I-10. Beautiful conditions. As you move into the central part of the country today, though, we will pick up showers and thunderstorms from Oklahoma northward to South Dakota, and then in a band over toward Pennsylvania, and then back over to portions of Utah. So a narrow band of showers, potentially snow in the higher elevations of mountainous areas of that region. The northern tier states will escape any of the precip, and as we move down the western border on I-5, we'll see clear conditions today from Seattle all the way to San Diego. For the week ahead, the wettest part of the country will be the Southern Plains. There's your national forecast from Red Eye Radio. I'm meteorologist John Trout.
Mm-hmm.
listening to Red Eye Radio from the Pilot Flying J Studios.
Across America, Red Eye Radio. I'm Chris Kroc in for Gary McNamara and Eric Harley. They'll be back, of course, Monday night / Tuesday morning, depending on where you are, what planet you're on. You know, we are interstellar tonight. I have my ways. So we're talking about the Mueller report. The report! The Mueller report! By the way, you can catch my show weeknights on WBAP Dallas-Fort Worth, 8 to midnight Central Time. And check us out at WBAP.com or on the WBAP app from your app store. Okay? I'm also available for weddings, funerals. I can cry. I can sing. My singing is horrible, but I'll do it if you pay me enough. Except for radio, I do it for free. And coffee. No, but the Democrats going nuts, and let's just hear one. Let's hear Elijah Cummings, Democrat, talking about the impeachment from over the weekend here.
I'm not there yet, but I can foresee that possibly coming.
See, I'm not there yet, but whoo, we're getting close. Whoop-de-doo. And let's just keep that coming. What would you do if you're a Democrat? Because I'd be like, you know, yeah, he sucks. I don't like him. You know, but I'd be focusing on winning. By the way, I didn't really actually spit in the studio, guys. They're all worried. I'd be focusing on winning in 2 years, not trying to take this guy down. I think you know what really matters? It's what the average person out there thinks. And I'm talking about the average independent, actually. Here's the thing, and you might be viscerally this way or viscerally that way, but you see, if you look at what's going on in 2 years with Trump and the polls and such, you and I don't ever move, right? You might not agree with me, I might not agree with you, but we don't move, do we? We're intractable as it were, right? What does move is the independent. And by the way, Trump's saying, in a tweet, BS, that ain't good. I'm with you. That hurts him. But you roll with this crap and start doing a mini-series with Mueller and you start pull people in front for hearings, then you're going to lose because the average person is not reading the Mueller report on their kitchen table over breakfast the day after Easter. Okay? 866-90-RED-EYE. That's 866-907-3339. Marianne in beautiful Topeka, Kansas, you're live on Red Eye Radio.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
It's not just, though, the Democrats who won't let it go. Trump and Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows and that clan are planning to, you know, go after the investigators. So, you know, each side is going to keep this going.
Oh, you know what? Do you not think that the Trump administration, the Justice Department, should go after people that now we know, like, literally used a dossier, a fake dossier, to, spy on Americans and try to take down a presidential campaign over no honest, good evidence?
Well, I'm an independent, and the way I see it, I thought Trump did do a lot of obstructing, and I was pretty surprised that Mueller could not find the connection between Trump, Russia, and Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. I mean, to me, that connection, I mean, is very clear.
Julian Assange, that must be his terrorist, his radical Muslim personality. I know it's Julian Assange. But okay,
Assange, so
you think you think there was collusion? Okay,
yeah, I do.
Okay, a couple things. Did you know that collusion's not illegal?
Yeah, I do know. I do know it's not illegal.
So then you want to go after for something that's not illegal?
No.
Why do you want to waste our time on something that's not illegal? I mean, did he go to the bathroom too long? Did he waste water and flush one extra time? You want to go after him for something that's not illegal like that?
I wanted them to find the Russians that hacked the DNC, and Trump obstructed.
They found the Russians. They found him. They indicted him.
Right.
Wow. They did what you wanted them to do. Why are you not? Why do you want to take out the president? Why don't you just vote him out in 2 years?
I'm not. I'm just saying that. I'm saying that these guys in the FBI did a good thing in finding the Russians, and they did. They did the tactics that FBI
do. Don't you understand that they knew it was the Russians? Do you know that Hussein Obama knew it was the Russians, was aware of it, and kept it quiet? He didn't tell us. Shh. So instead of going... Hold on. Instead of going after... No, not publicly. No,
yes,
that...
He did.
No, you... Before...
He told Putin.
Hey, let me clear. Hey.
He told Putin.
Yeah, he did tell Putin. He did. He said to Putin, hey... when this all blows over in a little bit, I'll hook you up. Remember that?
No.
Off mic.
No.
Oh, yes, he did.
He told him to cut it out.
He did not. Holy cow. I'm going to have to tell you to cut it out. Wow. Thank you for your call, though. But, oh my goodness. Okay, Obama said to Putin, I don't remember the exact quote. Remember, he said, we'll hook you up. Just wait a little bit off mic at the summit they had. And we were not made aware of the red alerts were not made aware of Russia. It was more like, shh, let's get Trump. And I don't believe she's an independent. She might be. I don't believe it, though. I think she's independently seeking and destroying, trying to seek and destroy the president on a mission. I can see her riding the bomb like that movie. What's that movie from way back when? What is it? Oh, you know, I'm talking about the guys riding the bomb, the legendary Kubrick. Isn't it Kubrick? Film? What's it called? It's one everybody's seen. I haven't for some reason. I don't know why. Riding the bomb, she's going, ah! With her face, like, sitting on the missile, like she's riding a horse, leaning forward. Ah! Collusion! Collusion! All right. 866-90-RED-EYE. That's 866-90-7-33-39. Yes, Dr. Strangelove. Thank you. Thank you. Wasn't that Kubrick? Who made that? I don't even know. What's wrong with me? I haven't watched it yet. Tom in Nebraska, the Heartland. You're live on Red Eye Radio. Oh, Tom. Yeah, here we go. Oh, I got to push the button. My agent says I'm not allowed to push buttons, and, you know, I'm all union. And here they are. They're not pushing the button for me, Tom. So I pushed it myself. I broke my own rule.
Okay.
Welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, what's up, man?
Wait, hold on. I don't know if we can hear you. Hold on. Can we hear him? That was a joke. Go ahead, sir.
Hilarious. Yeah, that was Kubrick.
Kubrick. Stanley Kubrick, yeah.
Yeah. You got to see that one, man.
Well, anyway. I've seen a lot of good ones, like History of the World, Part 1, which there whatever was a Part 2, like a million times. I mean... You know, we can go over a long list. Huh?
I've actually not seen that. Have you seen,
what?
Like, The Shining?
Okay. All right, I raise you. I see your Kubrick, Strangelove, and I raise you, History of the World, Part 1.
History of the World? Yeah, I'll check that out.
Okay.
So.
Did you call for something, or just call to talk about The Strangelove? And that's fine, too, if you did. I mean.
No. I was just going to say, well, I mean, the Russiagate thing, I think, at this point, right? All the Russia stuff. I just feel like we just keep talking about it. And the same thing, you know, I think it connects with the Mueller report. Because it's just like, this is just, it feels like, they've been talking about impeaching Trump since he came into office.
Yes.
He's got 1 year left. And people are like, all right, let's impeach Trump. Like, seriously? Again? Like, this is what happens when I turn on the TV? You know what I mean? It's just stuff to talk about, I feel like.
You know what?
Can we get interesting? Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I think it's a great, 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 great thing for us. For those of us who support the president, because it's like, these people are so flipping lost. He is so wrong. He is so never meant to be there. It was he stole it, and gosh darn it, even though he didn't, now we know, he still stole it. Now we need some help down here. We're gonna get rid of this guy. Ah!
If you had a deeper voice, you'd be more like Alex Jones.
I'm Alex Jones, smashing through the glass. I used to work with him in the late 90s.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He said, you know what? I'll say this about him. I was a lowly guy. This is like 21 years ago, and I was just a mere little producer, and he was nice to me. So I will say that. Other than that, I can't, you know, pray for the poor guy. Anyway, enough of that. Okay, appreciate your call.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Thank you. God bless Nebraska. It's Chris Kroc filling in for Eric Harley and Gary McNamara. They'll be back, of course, Monday night and Tuesday night. I did give out the information if you ever want to check me out at WBAP Dallas Fort Worth, 8 to midnight Central Time, WBAP.com, or get the app at WBAP from your app store. So I'll tell you what, when we come back, we're going to play some more of this audio. Oh, and the biggest thing, I got more audio cuts of the people, the Democrats saying, let's nail them, let's go after them, let's impeach them. But, man, there's some really good, some legal aspects to this I haven't even gotten into. I haven't gotten into Mitt Romney, Mittens, as I like to call him. Mittens. The only thing Mitt can win is an election in Utah. Other than that, he wins nothing. If you watched History of the World, Part 1 or whatever. Nothing. I have nothing for sale. Like in the French Revolution, they had nothing. So they're on the streets, they were selling nothing. Apple cores, they were selling apple cores. That's all they had is apple cores and nothing. It's stale bread. So I want to talk about the legal stuff. I want to talk about Romney and his nastiness. Huckabee getting really offended. April Ryan going after Sarah Sanders Huckabee. But the legal aspect as well. There's a whole legal angle to why the Democrats are going nuts and trying to shut this down. And the Wall Street Journal editorial board did an editorial that said, here's why the Democrats are doing what they're doing now. Because they're trying to stop something. I will tell you what that is next. Across America, Red Eye Radio, Chris Kroc filling in on Red Eye Radio for Eric Harley and Gary McNamara, who will be back Monday night / Tuesday morning. Chris Kroc on Red Eye Radio.
Get in touch with Red Eye Radio, toll free at 866-90-RED-EYE.
Across America, Red Eye Radio. I'm Chris Kroc in for Gary McNamara and Eric Harley. And the legal thing. So, with the Mueller report, see, the Democrats want to go after Barr. And as the Wall Street Journal says in their editorial over the weekend, their real goal is to warn Mr. Barr from following through on his promise to investigate the abuses by the FBI and the Obama administration officials. I'll tell you, y'all are way whack for not wanting to go after any administration that pulls the FBI and warrants and FISA stuff on somebody who doesn't do what they said he does. They want to stop Barr. They're going after Barr now. They want to stop because part number duh is to find out what really happened. And gosh darn it, we need to know what happened. Dalton in York, Pennsylvania. You're live on Red Eye Radio.
Thank you, sir, for taking my call.
Thank you.
All right, yeah, so like I was saying, like what you just said, that's exactly what I believe, that they're going after Barr now because he wants to investigate this whole, like, possible spying. Like, didn't Christopher Steele, who got the dossier, didn't he get some of that from Russian government officials anyway?
He even said he doesn't even know if it's corroborated or not. And, where did he get anything from? Urinating on a bed. I mean, women, hookers urinating on a bed. Where does anybody get that from? Was Steele on a bender? I mean, was it a vision on a middle of a bender? Was he at a hookah lounge in Europe somewhere? So, you know.
Yes.
But you think that's because they're trying to go after Barr now. They're trying to stop with everything they can and throw everything at him. Right?
Yeah, like, Yes, sir. And so, also, I understand President Trump being angry about all of this. I mean, for the last 2 years, you have people basically saying he was a traitor. For the last 2 years, if that was me, I'd be pretty angry too, you know?
Yeah. And that's exactly right. That's exactly right. He fought back and he went nuts, and he fought back and went nuts like a businessman. And you cannot, I want to make this clear, I cannot make this clear enough. You cannot obstruct from a crime that doesn't exist. What are you obstructing? Now, here's where they can get you. If you lie to the FBI, a process crime. That's why, as he was lauded over the weekend by many legal scholars, his team, legal team, scored big time and won the day by saying he is not going to sit down and talk with you. He didn't do anything wrong. I ain't going to talk to you. I ain't talking to you. No, sir. Well, I am Chris Kroc, and I'm filling in on Red Eye Radio for Eric Harley and Gary McNamara. They will be back Monday night, Tuesday morning.
This is Red Eye Radio on Westwood One. Now, it's Red Eye Radio, with talk about everything from politics to social issues and news of the day. Whether you're up late or just starting your day, welcome to the show. For Gary McNamara and Eric Harley, Chris Kroc, from the Pilot Flying J Studios, this is Red Eye Radio.
Across America, it's Red Eye Radio. I'm Chris Kroc for Gary McNamara and Eric Harley. Yes, they need a day off every once in a while, too. And yes, Easter! Easter, it exists. Some people like to have the day off. Why not? Try it sometime. But Chris, I did, but they can't. What? All right. So, really an honor and privilege. Big fan of Eric Gary's. You can catch my show weeknights on WBAP Dallas Fort Worth, 8 to midnight Central Time, at WBAP.com or on the WBAP app from your store. So, the Mueller report, the people, the Democrats coming out and calling for let's have more hearings, let's drag everybody out, impeachment's not off the table. Absolutely needs to be a part of something. It is not on anybody's table. The report is not sitting on people's kitchen tables being read over breakfast. The top stuff are immigration, which needs to be called what it is, illegal immigration. It is the economy. It is health care. It is not the flippin' Mueller report. And you know, what the heck is Mittens doing? What is Mitt Romney doing? What is this guy doing? I'll tell you what he's doing. He's blasting Trump. You know that, right? I'm sickened, said Mittens. I'm sickened. Even so, that there's no collusion or whatever, I'm sickened at the extent and pervasiveness of dishonesty and misdirection by individuals in the highest office of the land, including the president. Yeah, you know what Mittens is doing? He's running for president again. Maybe in 2 years he's going to run. Maybe in 6 years. The dude deserved that seat. It was almost stolen from him, wasn't it? That's his seat. That Obama guy. That loon from, he can't even say he's from Chicago. That's my hometown where I was born and raised. He appropriated Chicago. Yeah, he's Indonesian. No? One of those Muslims. I'm just joking. It's late. Some people think I'm really, saying that. Oh, he said Obama's a Muslim. Look, relax. Oh, yeah, the birth certificate says he's Muslim. It says he's born in Indonesia, I think, right? You know, the people, what do they call, Trump Jr. said that the people there's the birthers, right? But then there's the truthers, right? I think, right? Isn't that what Don Jr. called them? The truthers? Or the, what do they call them? You know what I'm talking about? He has a whole line for them. They're flipping just as nuts as the birthers. I'm convinced that Trump just didn't read the news much at that point. Was just riffing. You know, he was just riffing. He's just being Trump. But Romney is running for office again, whether in 2 years or 6 years. Romney, that Senate seat in from Utah is a placeholder for him to be president, rightful president. You know what he wants to do? Mittens Romney wants to lose the seat for the Republicans again. You know what I'm saying? He wants to make Republicans poll again. You know, so poor we can't afford the R. He wants to make sure that we put him in that office. No, not in the office, though. Hold on. He wants to make sure that he gets the nomination again so that he can lose it again. That's what he wants to do. I'm telling you. Well, see, he thinks he's going to win it, but he's going to lose it again. He's running again. Do you remember when he criticized Trump? I forget exactly what it said, but remember when he's all nasty out of nowhere on Trump? Do you remember that? It was like, was it 6-8 months ago, a year ago or so? You know, he wasn't on any of our radars at that time, right? And I said to my producer, I said, he's got to be, the primary still hasn't ended, has it? And sure enough, it was a week before the primary. Look, I don't know what the heck's going on in Utah. No offense. I hear Red Eye's huge in Utah. I mean, there's the Red Eye Utes, they call them. Big time. But the dude was trying to win the primary. So he attacked Trump. You know, Mitt is so transparent about his... I don't even know if he really, really... has disdain for Trump. He just wants to take that seat back. Oh, he never got it, actually. He wants to do what Jebels, as I like to call Jeb Bush, would have done, which is surrender that seat.
This is a job for some moderate Republican to come in and lose. That's because that's what we do. That's how we roll. We don't offend anybody, and then we lose. This guy's going off the script. Who is this guy? He's going off the script.
Mittens. Mitt Romney, acting as he's above the pale. You know, Mitt is a guy who really goes out of his way to not be judgmental when he gets in debates with Democrats, especially if they're African American. I mean, we don't want to offend anybody. We don't want to win a debate. You might be accused of being racist or something. But, I mean, the guy is just a nice guy, oh shucks, and he deserves that seat. But he is not the judgmental type. That's what I was getting at. He's not the judgmental type, overtly, openly. But, boy, is he being who he normally isn't against Trump. Have you ever seen, seriously, let's just take this for a second. Let's just take this for a second. Ready? Have you ever seen Mitt Romney be so critical of anybody besides Trump? I'm being serious now. Have you ever seen Mitt Romney say that he's sickened about something Barack Hussein Obama did? Did Mitt Romney, truthfully, I'm being honest, he may have said this, but did Mitt Romney say something as visceral as "I'm sickened" when the Virginia governor talked about you kill that baby, you know, you let it, you know, the baby's out, you kill it, right? If the mom and the baby, you know, make it comfortable for you, shank it. Did Mitt Romney say he was sickened by that? I wonder. Truthfully, I wonder, don't you? Is it possible that people like Mitt Romney are eating their own, and I don't even think he thinks that Trump or any Republican that's in Trump's stratosphere is his own, but gosh, have you ever seen somebody like a Mitt Romney go after somebody like Donald Trump so disgustingly visceral, like, right? I'm sickened. No, Mitt. You're sickened that you lost. You had your bleep handed to you. Barack Hussein Obama handed your bleep to you, Mittens. But you know what's cool, though? you had a nice smile on your face when you lost. I mean, you were so nice about it. You were gracious. That was your seat. But, oh, Mittens, you were so polite. You know, Mitt, you were so respectful of the chance of getting the office because, oh, it's almost in your grasp. Oh, you just missed it. Oh, gosh. We'll get him next time. Hey, buddy, let's go grab a burger. We'll get him next time. Golly gee, shucks, Mittens. Hey, maybe he could run in 2 years and be Mitt and Jeb, right? Mittens and Jebbles. Two white men who don't want to offend anybody and want to call illegals, legals. You know, call them migrants or immigrants, right? 866-90-RED-EYE is our number. Chris Kroc filling in for Eric Harley, Gary McNamara. 866-90-7339. You know, I have to realize something. There is something special about being on this late or early. It's something that I have trouble with is just breathing. And, you know, taking in the moment a little bit together with you. Right? So, but that's my thing on it. And, you, oh gosh, Trump tweeted something that was really nasty to Romney. Did you see that? Did you hear about that? I was going to play it for you, but it's primarily just visual. It showed the highlight footage of Romney losing his bleep all night long to Barack Hussein Obama. By the way, why wouldn't we want a guy like Romney to be in there instead of Trump, man? He can bring us Obamacare, like, you know, with Romney Care, a whipped topping of Romney Care on top of the Obamacare. He can make sure that he can bring that mandate back. Look, Trump has taken us into an area that we've never gone before, and it's very uncomfortable, but it's legal. Okay, you're married. It's okay now. You need to compromise with your partner. Let it go. Let it go. It's okay. It's legal. My pastor, in a class, in a, yes, I'm quoting my pastor, Dr. Robert Jeffress, First Baptist Dallas, said, he's a Trump spiritual advisor and dear friend. And he was telling, I'm going to get in trouble with this. He said, anything, hey, if you're married, now obviously you care about your spouse, you take care of it, but if you're married, enjoy. Go, kids, have some fun. Have some fun, kids. Close the door, please. So Trump tweeted out today. This is what I love about Trump. He tweeted back today. He gave a hoo-hoo, pow-pow. Gut shot to Romney. He played the highlights of him getting his butt handed to him all night long by Barack Hussein Obama. And then, like, behind-the-scenes footage that, you know, it's from documentary or something. It probably should be a mockumentary of when he's like, oh, we're going to lose. Oh, this is terrible. Like, it has little clips of that and stuff with the dramatic music and everything. And it was, I'm glad we got a guy that'll pimp slap you when you need to be pimp slapped. Now, he's got the Achilles heel, where sometimes he says stuff like the BS word. He said that during the rally, and I didn't like it, truthfully, but it was at least during a live rally. He did it on the Twitter thing the other day. The Twitter thing? He did it on the Twitter thing. You can follow me on the Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, by the way, at Chris Kroc Show. That's at Chris Kroc Show, C-H-R-I-S-K-R-O-K, W-B-A-P. It's my home station, but he tweeted this out and about Mitt and handed his butt to him and such. And I don't know what he's doing, man. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know why he has such disdain for the president. Other than, actually, I do. He wants to take him out so he can be the president, but he'll just hurry up and lose for us. But, yeah, so Trump is different. and he's not conventional. He's got his Achilles heel. His Achilles heel is being too nasty sometimes, being too visceral. I did not like the BS where he said BS on the Twitter feed. That was wrong. That was unpresidential. With every piece of skill and talent and gifts that he has come negatives. With every one of us, our gifts that we have come negatives. None of us is perfect except for the person who just rose 2019 years and 12 hours ago. Happy Easter. He's risen. He's risen indeed. So I thank God we got this guy in there. I'm not a sycophant. I don't worship him. But talking about Trump, by the way, not Jesus. I shifted gears there. It's late or early, depending on where, you know. 866-90-RED-EYE, 866-907-3339. Jim in California. Hold on, Jimbo. There you are. Jim, you're on Red Eye Radio with Chris Kroc, filling in for Eric and Gary.
Well, good morning. I have no interest in defending Mitt Romney, but I'm wondering if maybe he has made pronouncements that we would respect on issues of morality, but the news media has no interest in those statements.
So you're saying maybe Mitt says things that are wholesome that you like about morality?
Yeah, they haven't reported probably what he said, if anything, about newborn abortion issue. But when he says something negative about the president, then they're all over that.
Well, I mean, this is a big one, though, brother. I mean, he's in the same party, and he's calling him sickened. He says he's sickened.
Well, yeah.
What did Ronald Reagan say? What did Ronald Reagan? Remember Ronald Reagan's old thing where he said something about, like, you know, what was it, eating your own? I mean, it wasn't eating your own, but you know what I mean? Like, you don't attack something your own.
Yeah, no, I have no desire to defend Romney, but I'm wondering if maybe we're just missing something because the news media has no interest in reporting the kind of news that we favor.
Yeah, I tell you what, there is, it's amazing. The president is, I've talked about this a lot, he is divisive. By the way, Jesus is divisive. Did you know that? He's not a unifier. You know that? He says he's going to divide the mom, the family, the sister, the brother. You know that? He's not the unifier. He's a divider. Trump is a divider. I'm not saying he's Jesus, but Trump is a divider. He's divisive. It's like a pimple. He forces it to, sorry to gross you out. He forces it to you to take a side. Nobody sits on the fence with him. And I understand people don't like that, that he's abrasive. I understand that. And I'm okay if you're like, oh, gosh, you know, that's fine. But, you know, I have never seen anything like it in this case. And you could say I'm naive. I've been doing talk radio for 20 years in America. In America. Okay? America. I'm sure we're at America. All right. Here's what I want to do. I want to talk about Huckabee and Sarah Sanders, Huckabee and Mike Huckabee, going after and slugging out with this April Ryan, the reporter. She's not even a reporter, to be honest with you, but that's okay. That and Pete Buttigieg. We'll talk about them coming up next. Chris Kroc in for Eric Harley and Gary McNamara, who will be back Monday night / Tuesday morning on Red Eye Radio.
Tips from J.J. Keller and Associates Incorporated on driver distraction. April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. It's also a good time to remind you of some of the ugly facts associated with distracted driving. About 11,000 truck crashes nationwide involve distractions outside the cab, according to a study from the FMCSA and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Nearly 80% of crashes involve some form of driver inattention in the 3 seconds before a crash or near crash. 71% of large truck crashes occurred when a truck driver was doing something besides driving the truck. An insurance organization said crashes attributed to cell phone use were up 57% from 2014. This month, we're looking at some of the potential distractions drivers can encounter while on the job. This tip was brought to you by J.J. Keller and Associates Incorporated. Visit us at jjkeller.com.
This has been the Meritor Driver Report, brought to you by Pilot Flying J, Shell Rotella, and Meritor Aftermarket. Run with the bull.
Lines open for your calls. 866-90-RED-EYE on Red Eye Radio.
Chris Kroc in for Gary McNamara, Eric Harley. They'll be back tomorrow. Coming up next, we'll talk to Robert in Charleston, West Virginia, who is telling us not to vote Democrat. Also, Huckabee going after April Ryan and Buttigieg. All that next.
Listening to Red Eye Radio from the Pilot Flying J Studios.
Across America, Red Eye Radio. I'm Chris Kroc in for Eric Harley and Gary McNamara. God forbid they'd have a day off for a little Easter, right? And I celebrated a great Easter, and I hope you did too. Okay. And I didn't celebrate bunnies. The kids ate some chocolate bunnies, but we celebrated the risen Lord. Okay, so Romney, you wanted to just wrap up a little bit of that. You know, I love what Trump said about Romney. If Romney spent the same time energy fighting Barack Obama as he does fighting Trump, he would have had the race. Won the race, maybe. Exactly. Mike Huckabee calling for April Ryan's White House credentials to be revoked. She said that Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the president's spokesperson, should have her head lopped off. Previously, April Ryan said that Sarah Sanders said she'd make her a pie, but she said you'd poison it. You know, one of the best things that we can do as human beings, as people, and look, I say this as conservative, you know, I'm more of an individual than conservative, but conservative, evangelical. One of the best things we can do is to love our neighbor, right? And I have relatives, I have friends from 20, 30 years ago, friends who are way left, and I will never get them, and it's like they have a chip in their brain that's missing. I don't understand it, and it creeps me out, grosses me out, okay? But what I do is I love them, and I just don't want to talk about certain things with them. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about, you know, like, I don't want to talk about how's the weather. I don't want to talk about it. No, I'm just saying, like, I don't want to talk about political things because I don't want to argue with you. I want to be your friend. I want to be your, you know, your relative. I want to love on you, if you will. You know what I'm saying? So there's something really wrong with somebody who says, yeah, if she gave me the pie, she'd probably poison me. And there's just no tolerance. Like the left talks about tolerance, just a raging bunch of hypocrites. You know, lopper. Sarah Sanders Huckabee lied. That's fine. Whatever you want to say, she was not truthful about the FBI losing confidence. Oh, she slipped her tongue or whatever. They lost confidence in Comey. That's why that's why he needed to go. Oh, I slipped my tongue. Well, then why don't you correct it 5 minutes later, 5 days later, 5 hours later? You know why? Because just like everybody else that's been in that job, and just like everybody else that you're a sycophant for, that you love, they lie, they mess up, whatever. Doesn't matter. Not a cardinal offense. This is all they got. This is all you got. By the way, that's what we call... you can catch my show weeknights on WBAP Dallas-Fort Worth, 8 to midnight Central Time at WBAP.com or on the WBAP app from your app store. But I don't have best ofs when I'm off. If we do a best of, I call it This Is All We Got. Right? This is all we got. I mean, there's nothing best about it, right? So that's what I would say about April Ryan and all these way crazy leftists. This is all you got? Right? This is all you got? He should be lopped off with a head. Collusion! Collusion! Really? Oh, and now impeachment, impeachment. Did you want to play that? We could play that. Did you want to play that Joy Reid, Sean Maloney? Oh, before we do, just to say this. I mean, April Ryan, my gosh. What I don't want to do is be like them and look at them like they're icky, like they're roadkill. Oh, look at that. Poke, is this still alive? What is that? But my gosh. You guys are just have so much disdain. I might not understand you. I might not like at all your thoughts and whatever. You know, they might be antithetical to who I am and what I believe. But, and we all get a little hyperbolic, right? But dang, sister. Wow. They're just nuts. But I think the idea of them going off on this impeachment stuff is great for us. It's great. Because I don't see anybody or hear about anybody reading a copy of the Mueller report at their kitchen table. Harold, pass me the salt. Hold on, honey. I'm reading the Mueller report. Okay. Mm-hmm. 866-90-RED-EYE. That's 866-907-3339. Robert in Charleston, West Virginia. You know, I don't know how close you are to where those white supremacists were rallying. You probably are calling me with a torch, aren't you right now, sir, on Red Eye Radio.
Hello, Mr. Cross.
Hi, how are you?
I just want to say that some people, they really don't think for themselves. And I remember when Mr. Trump was running for office, he said, hey, Russia, find Hillary's emails.
Yes!
And people don't realize he was speaking sarcastically. They didn't need to take him literally when there was just sarcasm in his tone.
You know,
I would like to thank the biased liberal news media for letting us know that liberal Democrats believe in open borders. They believe in sanctuary cities such as San Francisco where you can poop in the streets. They allow thugs who pull down historical statues. Their hypocrisy for freedom of speech for them, but not for you if you disagree with
yes.
them.
Yes. Everything this man is saying is, I want you guys to listen to Robert in Charleston, West Virginia. There's nothing in the water. This man is correct on everything he's saying.
And liberal Democrats are pro-choice while we are pro-life. And they don't believe in the presumption of innocence. Because we saw how they did Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
They still think he's a rapist. That man's a rapist. He's a gang rapist. Well, it's like the collusion thing. There's no collusion. There's nothing to he didn't collude or obstruction. He obstructed what? He obstructed. What did he obstruct? That he didn't do anything. He obstructed for nothing. Okay, but that's not a crime, you know? He raped those, you know, Kavanaugh. He raped those women. What women? There's no women that actually was raped. He still raped somebody. You know, who? Show me who. Show me on this doll where Kavanaugh hurt you. There's no one. Nothing. So you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. Look, I don't mind them disliking our policies, etc. But it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But I think what's happening here is they don't even understand the left. They don't even understand how foolish and pathetic they look with what they're doing, what they've been doing, until like they get their butts handed to them. And that's so funny because half of them get it. Like you see half of them, like Nancy Pelosi and others saying, even what Schiff saying, well, maybe not, you know, on the collusion stuff. But they just don't. They're never going to get it, and they're like biblical fools stumbling over themselves.
And it's funny is that half of them still don't even get it, even now. I could sit here. I don't know how to display my unbelief and disbelief. I could sit here. I could just stand back and do dead air for a minute. How do I show you how unbelievable? I don't know what to say. I mean, it's like, whoa. But you know what? I think it's almost, I hate to say this, I don't want to, but it's almost good. Call for the impeachment. Go for the gold. Have you seen that meme where the guy's got, he's in fishing smock or what, fishing pants, and he's got the lure, and he says, oh, you almost had it. Yeah, you almost had it. Keep going. Did you see that one with Hillary when she lost? That was the best. I had that one up. Oh, you almost had it. You're too bad. Gosh darn it. I almost had it. Keep going after it. Yeah, let's hear Joy Reid talking about this. She's MSNBC. She has Sean Maloney, a congressional Republican from New York State. Let's hear that.
First of all, do you believe that Donald Trump has committed impeachable offenses?
What I'm telling you is that if you ask me whether I think he deserves it.
Right. You think he deserves it?
I'm telling you, I think he deserves it.
Okay,
if you're asking me whether you think I'm.
The Constitution does.
Yeah, go ahead and pause it, yeah. Okay, do you think he did impeachable offenses? He did impeachable offenses? Of course. And what did he do? Oh, he's Donald Trump. Good job. Okay. I mean, what? He's okay. I'll pause her, pausing him. What did he do? What the? As Dr. Phil would say, what the hell are you thinking? What did he do? What did he do? Show me on this doll where Donald Trump hurt you. What did he do? It doesn't matter, Chrissy. He's Donald Trump, so we're going to impeach. Okay, well, then there you go. All right, go ahead and continue.
The Constitution doesn't anticipate that Congress shall discharge its duty to impeach a president who's committed high crimes and misdemeanors only if it's electorally convenient. It says that that is your duty. So
all
if
right,
you
pause
believe-
right there. Okay, first of all, she said duty. She's like, there's something there to impeach. We should just let him go. You know, let him go. You love someone, set him free. Let him go. Because this only makes us look good. This only helps us. I actually am torn. I'm torn because honestly, I want them to try to impeach and to go. Because, man, you want to see somebody win in a beyond the landslide. You bring on the big eye. Okay? Mm-hmm. You bring on the big eye. I'm talking impeachment. Impeachment. Because he's not going to get impeached. The numbers aren't there, and there's nothing to impeach him for. Bill Clinton scored big time, to all of our chagrin or to all of our whatever back in the day. And that's what will happen. This economy is going gangbusters. They're trying to kill this guy's, get him at the heels because he's doing too well. 866-90-733-39, 866-90-RED-EYE, Pete Buttigieg. Oh, hold on, we got more of the audio, don't we? Did we finish it? Look at me! ADDing myself. All right, go ahead and finish the rest.
So if you believe that he deserves
wait.
For this president, then what president would be eligible for impeachment? What would he have to do?
Joy, the duty to impeach the president.
If that's you believe he committed high crimes and misdemeanors.
Excuse me, I don't believe the word duty is in the Constitution. I think that I'm elected to use my brain and to be smart about this, to represent my district, to hold the president accountable. I think that's the right thing to do. And to do that in a way that is effective, for goodness sake, and that gets this country going in a new direction. And so there are real issues at stake here. This is not some academic exercise in whether, resolved we should debate whether impeachment is warranted. This is a real life decision about the best way to hold the president accountable. And what I'm telling you is impeachment's one way to do it. Might feel pretty good. The Republicans did that. I was there in the White House. Didn't work out so well for them.
There was actually some intelligence there out of Sean Maloney, Democrat from New York, with Joy Reid from MSNBC. Didn't turn out really well. Literally, as you hear the interworkings of their brain going back and forth, you can understand all they're trying to do is get Trump out of office, which is fine.
But impeachment's not the way to do it. He didn't do anything. He obstructed. He obstructed what? He obstructed. He obstructed what? So, you know what's funny is Buttigieg. Buttigieg, he's going to bring it, man. Ooh, hoo-ah, Democrat, Midwest, hoo-ah. He's going to bring it to the Midwest, they're saying in the Wall Street Journal today. I want to get into that coming up next. We'll do that on Red Eye Radio. I'm Chris Kroc, and I'm filling in on Red Eye Radio for Eric Harley and Gary McNamara, who will be back Monday night / Tuesday morning. It's Chris Kroc on Red Eye Radio.
Get in touch with Red Eye Radio, toll free at 866-90-RED-EYE.
What is the last thing that Mike Pence said about Pete Buttigieg? And when? Hey, by the way, Across America, Red Eye Radio, Chris Kroc in for Gary and Eric. They'll be back in tomorrow / tonight. But the last time Mike Pence said anything about Buttigieg was in 2015, and it was praising him. Praising him! Buttigieg just wants to go after Pence because he wants to get some leg to stand on to stand out. Buttigieg, guys, he's got a lot to run on. 12 years. Whoa. Yeah. Look at Elkhart, Goshen, Indiana, the nearest area right next to him. The jobs in Goshen, Elkhart, and the economy went up. The jobs in the economy in Fort Bend or South Bend went down. Buttigieg has a record, 12 years, and it sucks. How about that? Huh? How about that? Chris Kroc for Eric and Gary, Red Eye Radio.
This is Red Eye Radio on Westwood One. Now it's Red Eye Radio with talk about everything from politics to social issues and news of the day. Whether you're up late or just starting your day, welcome to the show. For Gary McNamara and Eric Harley, Chris Kroc. Woo! From the Pilot Flying J Studios, this is Red Eye Radio.
Across America! I keep waiting as the night goes on and the morning comes in. Where am I going to start getting tired? I'm so tired! It's not yet for some reason. Chris Kroc. Across America, it's Red Eye Radio. I'm Chris Kroc for Gary McNamara and Eric Harley. And God forbid those two awesome guys who I very much look up to would have a day off for Easter, right? So I'm glad they had the day off, and I'm honestly grateful to be here. I just tell them the truth, which is what I say. You know, you guys remind me of modern-day radio, not like way back in the day, but modern-day stuff that I was like, I want to be like that. These guys, I listen to them, and I go, man, they're so good. Enough about that, though. I want to get into the illegals, and they're not migrants. They're not illegal. They're not immigrants. They're illegal immigrants who gin up $5,000 to $7,000 apiece to come into our land to feast off of us at our expense. And they have no legitimate claim to come here. And there is a loophole in our law that allows them to still pull this crap. But you got to hear some of the stories that are coming out today about their journeys, including how indignant they are at us. It's kind of like, do you guys remember, was it George Foreman? Do you remember the, was it like Midas commercial? and, you know, I'm not going to pay a lot for this muffler or something like that, or I don't know what, but, like, and George gets indignant and mad. He's like, you know, whatever, I don't know, I'm not going to pay a lot, or I paid a lot, and this is all I got, kind of thing. It's kind of the same thing. I paid $6,000 for this? You owe me! Isn't there some kind of warranty with this? You owe me! And it's like Aunt Zatuni. Remember Aunt Zatuni? Barack Hussein Obama's aunt. Aunt Zatuni! I know she's passed, but she's still wrong. You owe me, America! America, you owe me! If she was like from the South, she'd say, all y'all owe me! You sons of bleep, you owe me! Whoa, Aunt Zatuni, whoa, sister. But before we get into that, as if I didn't get into it already, Beto Hussein O'Rourke. Beto O'Rourke is the cultural appropriator. No one is more masterful than culturally appropriating at culturally appropriating than Beto Hussein O'Rourke. See, yes, he grew up in a tremendously Hispanic area, El Paso, Texas. See, and Robert Beto is short. If you're actually Hispanic, he's not. He's Irish. But you see, when he wanted to get a little bit older, and I know this because it takes one to know one, let me tell you. He got a little bit older, and he wanted to get into your daughter's pants. He was at college, and he was writing, like I remember writing too, in the college newspaper. And I, you know, my full name, all lofty and, you know, these high parallels, lofty parallels. I'm brilliant. I'm making a prophetic statement. And, I mean, he was at a college that I never could have gotten into. I mean, I didn't have the rich parents like he does, you know, being a rich white guy. But so I didn't have that time to be a manny, you know, man nanny, and get high in you know, in some rich person's pad in New York and do nothing for a year or two. But that's okay. And I didn't have a couple $1 million to front my business that failed, then front my next business. You know, I mean, eventually, if you got that kind of money, you just keep succeeding, right? But if it's Donald Trump, it's bad. But if it's Beto Hussein O'Rourke, it's great. But Beto, when he wanted to get into your daughter's pants, he was not Beto. When he wrote articles for the newspaper, misogynistic one, talking about the size of your daughter's breasts, who he was chasing after in the reviews. I don't know if you know about, you know, this is stuff that's been unearthed since he ran against Ted Cruz, which I'll explain why he almost won against Ted Cruz in a second. But when he wanted to get in your daughter's pants, he called himself Robert O'Rourke. Okay? Because that's the well-to-do white name that will help him to bed down your daughter. Okay? So when it was convenient, he's Robert O'Rourke. Okay? But then, okay, guys, I'm gonna run for Senate now. So I'm Beto. Okay, guys, I'm Beto. And if you saw him, I'd be flailing my arms right now. But I, in 20 years of being a talk radio dude, I've realized that you can't see me. I just realized that. So I'm flailing my arms around right now, I swear to you. But I gotta stop it because I forget you can't see me. It's not how this medium works. And once he wants your vote, now he's Beto. And you're like, okay, Croc, that's great. Excuse me, Chris Croc is my name. I'm filling in for Eric Harley and Gary McNamara, a.k.a. Gary McNamara and Eric Harley, Red Eye Radio. But, see, now that he's running, it's Beto O'Rourke, And you're like, yeah, that's okay, that's fine, you're picking on him. But the reason why he almost beat Ted Cruz is because Ted Cruz slept and did nothing, practically nothing, 0.0, like Bluto Blutarski's GPA, until he realized, oh, crap, this guy's chasing up on me. He's getting up on me. And a guy who truthfully does not even know, we know this when he's asked at rallies in Iowa what his policies are by his own folks that would support him, not trying to, you know, get him. But you can tell more about somebody. You know, we're on Easter. We're coming out of Easter here. And Jesus says that where your treasure is, there your heart will be. And Beto made $366,000 a couple years ago, whatever, 2016, 2017, 2018, taxes that just came out. And out of $366,000, he gave $1,166. Do you know that Christians like me, and I'm not, whatever, but the average middle to upper middle class Christian gives more than that or around that in a month in just tithing? And none of, we don't have that kind of money. We don't make that kind of money. And then we got caught, right, with a tax return. What did he say? I didn't know. I mean, literally. I didn't know. Flailing arms. I didn't know that I'd be running for president or I would have given more. Don't believe me? I can read it to you exactly. But and then he said, but I contribute in other ways. The way he talks, he's almost like a Native American cultural appropriator, too. He's like Elizabeth Warren. I did not know. I did not know that I would be running for president or I would document it more. Because what we do is we give our time. Oh, you mean you're the gift? You! Your presence! Oh! You blessed me with your presence. Robert, oh, you bless me. Oh, how you blessed me with your presence. Robert, oh. And I'm flailing my arms. Yeah, I give you nothing, but I'm here. Come, touch the hem of my garment. For I have risen after my last campaign sucked and lost. Well, actually, I'm good looking and I'm white, but I have a Hispanic nickname. Hi. I guess I had to get something off my chest. 866-90-RED-EYE. That's 866-907-3339. But, the government is Beto's God. I mean, and I'm not here to, like, I'm actually not trying to, like, go after him. I'm telling you the truth that folks of his ilk that are like this, well, you know, and by the way, you don't have to give to the church if you don't want to. It's not about that. It's about giving. And where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And so I guess he enjoys his money. But his God is government. And so he wants to get more and give more and have, pour into the government. Whereas somebody like me who celebrates Easter authentically as an authentic Christian, God is my God, you know, and so he gets the first of my money. So it's just a difference of thought or opinion. And so his God is government and my God is God. I mean, it's that easy. And that's okay. It's just as long as you understand that, right, then there you go. Because this is America, okay? This is America. I'm starting to even talk like Beto. I got to stop this, okay? Okay, okay. I don't have a policy, but okay, but... just elect me. Okay. Hi, I'm handsome. Woo! Woo! When he did his first little speeches in Iowa, that's all he did. Hi, guys.
And we want to know, you're so hot. We want to know, do you support a woman's right to kill her baby?
Well, you know, I think that should be for... the mother's right to choose.
I mean, that's it. That's it. Go for it. It's yours. Take it. But I'm just trying to tell you what's going on over there with that. What do you do with that? I don't know. I'm just telling you what's going on with it, okay? That's all. It's not my job. My job is to tell you what's going on. I don't know. You do what you want, okay? Trump, racist. Trump is racist. I think I heard Eric and Gary a long time ago once go, Bush is criminal. Was it them? I don't know. Bush is criminal. That's it from George Bush. That's all you need to know. Trump is criminal. Trump collusion. Okay? Trump collusion. Beto Hussein good. If you're from Iowa, call 866-90-RED-EYE, right? 866-907-3339. Well, can anybody call, or is that just the Iowa number? I want to get into these illegals, and that's what they are. They're illegals, and the whole, you know, I come up with $5,000 to $7,000, and dang it, I paid a lot for this muffler, and you're going to give me my free slot in America. You're going to hear about these this guy and his son who made this perilous journey. And, you know, when you pay $5,000 to $7,000, you get here pretty quick. It's not been very perilous after all. But, boy, when you get here, it's like, where's my three huts in a cot? I paid. And what it does to Guatemala. ¿Tú hablas español? ¿Y tú? ¿Tú hablas español? Guatemala. Or any other countries. The money they take from us and send back there. But interestingly enough, though, with what's going on right now, we'll get to that coming up next with stories of folks that are here illegally, of course, on the border from the three main countries, El Salvador, Guatemala, y también, what's the other one? Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. Lo siento, Honduras. We'll get to that coming up next. If you want to donate to Beto Hussein O'Rourke, you can call in. We'll take that donation at 866-90-RED-EYE. I'm Chris Kroc, filling in on Red Eye Radio for Eric and Gary.
Lines open for your calls. 866-90-RED-EYE on Red Eye Radio.
Across America, it's Red Eye Radio. Chris Kroc in for Gary McNamara and Eric Harley. And we're going to do a little bit more on illegals and a lot more. Let's go to Jay in Detroit City, as James Brown said it in that great song, Living in America.
Jay, how you doing, Chris?
How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good talking with you.
Good talking to you, man. Detroit! You listening to WJR?
Yes, sir. That's my great voice of the Great Lakes.
Amen.
Hey, I just wanted to touch on this, this dossier thing. They're dragging this crap on so long. Chris, it just shows how the communists have infiltrated the halls of our Congress. And like tentacles of the octopus, they're all around the world. If you notice, they've protested with protesters in Paris, and now they're going to London. It's communism all around us, believe me.
Do you think they know it, or do you think... I think a lot of them are too ignorant and stupid to know it.
They're dumbing them down in our colleges and our high schools.
You know
what? I'm telling you, they're dumbing them all down.
I used to not think that.
They're taking away our social studies books. They're putting in new books. I'm telling you, Chris, it's happening.
I used to think that there was not as much to that, but you're darn right. And there was a host who I admire who's now retired, nationally syndicated host, and he said that the homeschoolers, you can always tell because you meet them, they're polite, da-da-da, how much they know. I homeschool. I'm not trying to push it either way. But I'm telling you this, man. I thank God my kids know what they know because this is garbage. And if you don't know, then they'll define it for you. And that's what we have.
I'm from Detroit, and I don't want to sound anti-union, but these unions are very well protected in our educational system, and that's... You're not going to get rid of the communists very easily in that regard.
I agree, Jay, and I love that accent because it's very, very close to mine from Chicago. Hooah. I'm the proud son of a retired Chicago police officer. I think that most of them are ignorant, and most of them don't know what's going on, and they don't see and are not being taught and educated in their own homes. It all starts, by the way, with the family. That's everything. The family is everything. But I think you're right, and I think that you've got the ignorant, the useful idiots like AOC, and then you've got a handful of smart ones.
I think Bernie, healthcare, Bernie, I think, is smart enough to understand. He has always been for communism. Always.
And that's fine, by the way. You know what I mean? Just be that way. Just, you know, be open about it. All right. We are going to... I want to get into the whole stuff with these illegals. They're not migrants. They're not immigrants. They're illegal immigrants. That is what we're going to get into next. 866-90-RED-EYE. Is our number 866-907-3339. Now, your national forecast.
As we start the work week, this may have been a better forecast for Easter Sunday for the East Coast because today we'll see plenty of sunshine up and down the I-95 corridor from Florida all the way into Maine. It's sunny on the eastern seaboard. Into the south, we'll see plenty of sunshine. The southern plains over to Southern California along I-10. Beautiful conditions. As you move into the central part of the country today, though, we will pick up showers and thunderstorms from Oklahoma northward to South Dakota, and then in a band over toward Pennsylvania, and then back over to portions of Utah. So a narrow band of showers, potentially snow in the higher elevations of mountainous areas of that region. The northern tier states will escape any of the precip, and as we move down the western border on I-5, we'll see clear conditions today from Seattle all the way to San Diego. For the week ahead, the wettest part of the country will be the Southern Plains. There's your national forecast from Red Eye Radio. I'm meteorologist John Trout.
You're listening to Red Eye Radio from the Pilot Flying J Studios. You're listening to Red Eye Radio from the Pilot Flying J Studios.
Across America, Red Eye Radio. I'm Chris Kroc in for Gary McNamara and Eric Harley, or Eric Harley and Gary McNamara. It's a thrill, man. This has been amazing, and it's going to be amazing for the remaining time with you here on Red Eye Radio. So the illegals, there's a story featuring them today in... This one's in Dallas Morning News. It says, this is all one big lie. Why this immigrant just wishes he could go home. And they're like, yeah, they said the coyotes and all that would greet us with jobs. And they paid $6,000 and they sold a small plot of land, 3 cows, 4 chickens, took out a loan to come up with $6,000, traveled by bus, cushy seats, TV, watching movies. See, this is the perilous journey they're having. These are heroes. These are real people. These are who Americans really are. They're the new Americans. No, they're not. They're paying $5,000 to $7,000 to come steal our dream. It's an illegitimate dream. This gentleman and Fernando, it's a gentleman and his son, Fernando. En español, Fernando. In English, Fernando. ¿Cómo está usted? ¿Qué hora es? Remember the Alamo, Pee Wee Herman, Pee Wee's Big Adventure? And this is Paco. Paco is eating some corn. Can you say hello, Paco? Anyway, this man and his son laughed and bonded, made it to Ciudad Juarez, the city that Beto says we don't need a wall to block us at. And these are these heroes. It's so hard to take a bus with cushy seats and movies. Chris, you don't understand. The movie sucked. It was like from the 80s, man. It was rated G. Oh, okay.
What did they make you watch? Land Before Time 3, the fourth one. You know, my kids watched the second, third, and fourth one that just went straight to DVD. They're adjusting to their new life. They came up here. Oh, they said it was horrible, though, when you got to America. And here's the ingratitude, the ungratefulness. And this is where they could just literally just honestly, I mean, kiss my rump. I mean, I'm not trying to be whatever nasty, but I'm going to be truthful. Get out of here. Don't let the door hit you in the butt. Get the heck out of here. This was the United States of America. We were treated worse than dogs. And I say that because the dogs with the agents were treated better than we were. They were at least given plates with their food. They said something like they had like cheese sandwiches thrown at them or whatever. Look, man, when you show up with flipping 100,000 people a month in una mess, you are overloading the system and you are here illegally. You are lucky you're getting a cheese sandwich thrown at you, ese. Get that. You want to know if I'm in charge of Border Patrol? Here we go. I got to step way back, otherwise you won't understand me because the microphone will be going, I'll be yelling too much. Hey! Get the hell out of here! That's your border. Hello? Hello? Get out of here. But I'm not amnesty. What is it? Amnesty? No. It's what is it called? Asylum. Asylum. Oh yeah, really? See, okay. What are you? I am fleeing violence. No, you're not. I am. Okay, great. That's not a reason to come here for amnesty or asylum. That doesn't qualify. Are you fleeing religious persecution? Nope. Are you fleeing political persecution? No. Then get out of here. How about you meet a real person that really qualifies for asylum? How about you kiss their rump before you kiss mine? You insult the people who go through hell, who get murdered because they're Christian. Make me sick. And you're like in the Midas muffler ad. I'm not going to pay a lot for this muffler. You're like an ingrate. I paid $6,000. You know what? I give you a shirt. I paid $6,000. All I got was a shirt and deported. So they were treated bad. And they said they were in that temporary staging beneath the overpass, whatever we all saw. At night, his son sat with his son wiping away pigeon droppings that fell from under the bridge. He remembers staring at his son, asking him for forgiveness. Because you're an idiot. Idiota! He sold his little family farm with chickens and stuff to come here to steal a dream away from somebody. To come squat in our land and send money back there. And they talk about in this article about all these houses. Some of them are dilapidated and falling apart and abandoned. Those are the ones who left. And then some of them are brand new and look beautiful. You know where they're from? You know what's going on there? You know what's going on? It's money sent back. Stolen from this country or, you know, whatever, earned illegally, you know, from this country and sent over there. Siphoning money away from this country and this economy. I do not feel for you. You know what I would feel for you? If you would stay there. You leave your country. You leave it more destitute. And you come to feast off of us and you sit there upset that a pigeon's crapping on your shoulder when you squat in our land. Get out of here. Don't want to be mean, you don't want to be rude. Hope the pigeon poops on you a lot more. Get out of here. Get the message. El pigeon el poope. Yes, I'd advise the pigeon, get the other shoulder. 866-90-RED-EYE. That's 866-907-3339. Let's go. Oh, gentlemen, shall we do... Which one you want to go to first? Okay, we'll go first to New York City, where I interned at in 1995 at WABC, 77 WABC. Jerry in New York City. Hello, Jerry. You're on Red Eye Radio.
This is good. Hey, Chris, I would be screaming as loud as you. I'm in Hell's Kitchen, Midtown, West Side. And I got neighbors down the hallway in this apartment building, so don't let my quiet tone belie my commensurate, well, in sync with your...
Enough said, enough said. Well said. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. You know, it came upon me a couple weeks ago. I thought to myself, you know, let me play devil's advocate. Let me pretend I'm somebody who doesn't know whether I'm being fed something about the border being a problem down there. I'm going to Google businesses in El Paso, just any kind, ubiquitously. And I called a few people, strangers. Is what's going on down there? Is it what I'm hearing about this way or that way? And it is exactly what my president is wanting to stop. It is overflowing. It is an avalanche. Anybody out there who wants to know, do what I did. Of course, you probably don't have as much aplomb. I'm talking about, you know.
Yeah, call and survey them. Listen, let me tell you something. You're absolutely right. And kudos to you for doing that. Jay Johnson, Barack Hussein Obama's own head of Homeland Security, said, when he, as Homeland Security head, when there'd be 1,000 or less apprehensions on the border in a day, he was happy. It was a good day. When there was over 1,000 apprehensions a day, it was a bad day. And this is quoting him when he said this is a crisis. It is not over 1,000. It is four times that. It is 4,000 a day. It is an invasion. It is disgusting. It is a violation of our sovereignty. And it must be stopped. Trump might not be the smoothest, but he's the most correct in all this. Get the heck out of here. The door should be swinging so fast you don't know what hit you, and you're back in your country. Get the heck out of here. 866-90-RED-EYE. 866-907-3339. 866-907-3339. When we come back, I want to talk to Bob and Rally. Let's talk about Buttigieg or Beto as a VP candidate. There's a serious threat with, and maybe I'm willing to relax it a little bit, but there's a serious threat with Beto Hussein O'Rourke being a vice president. I'll tell you why coming up next when we talk to Bob and Rally. For Eric Harley and Gary McNamara, who will be back, of course, Monday night / Tuesday morning, I'm Chris Kroc on Red Eye Radio.
Get in touch with Red Eye Radio, toll free at 866-90-RED-EYE.
Across America, Red Eye Radio. I'm Chris Kroc in for Gary McNamara and Eric Harley. And by the way, you can catch my show weeknights on WBAP Dallas-Fort Worth, 8 to 12 midnight Central Time at WBAP.com. That's WBAP.com. Or on the WBAP app from your app store. So we're talking about the illegals. They're not immigrants. It's a lie to call them immigrants. They're illegal immigrants. And migrants is to imply as if they're, you know, coming here to pick fruit and go home legally. They're not. They're illegal immigrants. They do not qualify for asylum. Asylum is for people who are actually being persecuted politically or religiously, coming to steal a job or to take money and siphon it out of this economy into yours is not the way to do it. It's not a reason for asylum. The father-son duo that came here and paid $7,000 to a coyote, and they're outraged that they weren't treated with a red carpet like they were. They got up here in 5 days, by the way.
Chris, Beto would say, you have to respect people. They could do so much. Chris, my family was millionaires, and my wife's family is a billionaire. And, you know, we have, like, 50 springs heated in our seat, heated, and they only have, like, cushy seats that are nice, but they're not as nice as my BMW. So, you know, they don't have the fancy stuff in my car where I spin the knob, okay, to make it warmer. Okay? They don't have that.
So they get here and they're saying in this article in the Dallas Morning News today, talking about a couple that came up from the here, they're like, well, they're looking at the Six Flags amusement park and by a sports stadium. I see jobs everywhere. I see much opportunity. Yeah, it's not yours. Go back to your country and reclaim and retake your country and take a stand. And quit taking the easy way out and coming here. And siphoning away this country's economy and sending it back to yours. And if I sound a little angry, it is because you're feasting off of us and we're not able to stop you. Get out of here. How's that? Bob in Raleigh, North Carolina. You're on Red Eye Radio with Chris filling in for Gary and Eric.
Hey, pleasure, pleasure. Listen,
the research triangle. The research triangle, as it were, correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, research triangle, that's correct.
Yep.
Good. It's a good place to be. I'm working right now. And I just wanted to tell you real quick, I enjoyed your Good Friday show. And I even looked up SN Lockridge and I was really inspired.
Oh!
Thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. Man, you have no idea. Okay, so SM Rock, I'll just tell you, I'm so glad that you brought this up on your own. Okay, so for Good Friday, I had my pastor, Dr. Robert Jeffress, on. He's a friend of the president's, and he's a spiritual advisor. And I played It's Friday, but Sunday's Coming, if you've ever heard of that. It's talking about Friday, how bad it is, difficult it is for Christians and with Jesus being crucified. But Sunday's Coming. And then after that on YouTube, the next thing that came up was a pastor named S.M. Lockridge, African-American pastor from Texas, who went on to preach in San Diego and hosted Martin Luther King Jr. before he was assassinated, stuff like that. The guy's sermon is insane. And just Google S.M. Lockridge and listen to it. You will freeze and praise God. It's unbelievable. So thanks. You touched me that you heard that. So tell me about Buttigieg or Beto as a VP candidate.
Amen, brother. Mr. Lockridge was inspirational. My question, Buttigieg, and I'm probably mispronouncing his name.
That's Buttigieg is close enough, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Buttigieg, yeah. Here comes the judge. He seems to be getting a lot of air now. He seems to be kind of pushing Beto off the stage a little bit, or that's
yes.
the way it seems to me.
Yes.
But my question, Chris, was, and I know you talked about this in the past a little bit, but Beto might could carry Texas for Biden or for Sanders
yes.
as a VP.
So, I don't know about Sanders, but yes, he might be able to help. Yes. And by the way, that's thanks to Ted Cruz, who I voted for, because Ted Cruz slept on the job. Yes, quickly, by the way. Quickly,
I like Ted Cruz, but I can't believe he let his guard down.
He did,
like that.
He did.
Disappointed.
And Buttigieg, what about Buttigieg? You're right about Beto Hussein O'Rourke. What about Buttigieg?
Buttigieg, coming from the area he comes from, he could pull that Midwest, and I think
possibly got a roll, brother. Possibly, but I don't think so. It's a disaster. Those numbers on jobs in South Bend, Indiana, versus nearby Lockhart, Indiana. And you know, the only time Pence said anything about Buttigieg was in 2015. That was complimentary and nice. Across America, Chris Kroc. Filling in for Eric Harley and Gary McNamara, Red Eye Radio.
This is Red Eye Radio on Westwood One.